let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. In 1938, Hugh Denny was born in a log cabin house without electricity. 81 years later, he wrote his memoir on a laptop, and today we're about to talk over Skype. His memoir, Crossing McDaniel Branch, A Personal Journey from a 19th Century Lifestyle to the Space Age, celebrates his life and his family's. Also shows how rural 19th century America made possible the technological wonders of the 21st century. Hugh finished at the top of his high school class, earned an MS in electrical engineering at Georgia Tech. After 4 years in the Army ROTC, he graduated with highest distinction, served as a second lieutenant during the Berlin Wall and Cuban Missile Crisis. During his 35 years at the Georgia Tech Research Institution, he helped improve the reliability of the Department of Defense and NASA. He has written one technical book, authored 35 papers, the principal author or major contributor to 57 reports, and he has 4 patents. Now retired, married, 2 daughters, and 3 grandsons. Hugh Denny, author of Crossing McDaniel Branch, A Personal Journey from a 19th Century Lifestyle to the Space Age, joins us on This Week in America. Hugh, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
It's wonderful you having me here.
Well, it's our pleasure to be able to talk about the book, and we'll get into the title, which is interesting, in a second. But I mentioned, and this is a key part of the book, the grandsons, the 3 grandsons. Talk about that. You wrote the book for the 3 grandsons, and there was a point in your life when you didn't think you were going to have any grandchildren, and then you had 3 of them.
All in 1 year after I had... I had retired and was starting to get anxious about grandchildren, and then finally concluded that, well, maybe we had been too successful raising professional daughters and grandchildren weren't in the offing. And then in 1 year, on the same day, we learned from both of them that they both were expecting, and one of them was going to have twins. So suddenly, from 0 to 3.
That's just amazing. Hugh Denny, our guest on the program, talking about his book, Crossing McDaniel Branch, A Personal Journey from a 19th Century Lifestyle to the Space Age. You have the grandchildren, and you start thinking, wondering how their lives will be different than what you went through growing up and being born, as I said, in 1938. An interesting premise. When did you decide, I'm just not going to take notes, I'm actually going to publish a book that will tell this story?
Well, it was, they were less than a year old, and knowing their parents' careers, that what they were involved in, I just had an inspiration. My goodness, their growing up lifestyle and experiences are going to be more different from mine than mine was from the frontier. So I decided to write it down for them so that they would have something, if they so choose, to sit down and read it, rather than remembering vaguely that, I remember Papa saying something about that.
Yes.
So I decided to write it down, and it took a lot longer than I expected.
What was that process like? And I'll ask that from 2 standpoints. Actually going back in your mind and reliving these memories and realizing where you came from and where you are today and the technological advances we've seen during that period. And then I'll ask you about the book process, sitting down and writing, if that was fun, if that was torture sometimes, sitting down and writing the stories. First of all, the recollection part of that, going back and looking back at your past, what was that like for you to take that journey back in time?
Well, fortunately, I happened to grow up on a small farm in Middle Tennessee, and fortunately, I happened to live adjacent to my grandparents and got to know my great uncles and great aunts, even my great grandparents. And not only was I fortunate in getting to know them and hearing the stories about them, but fortunately I have remembered most of
yes.
it. So
that in great detail that we find in the book, Crossing McDaniel Branch, and talk about the title. This is sort of a metaphorical boundary that you've come up with. Explain the title of the book.
Well, I go into considerable detail, primarily in the introductory chapter, about it was a small stream that intersected a main creek that ran through the little neighborhood that I was in. And my personal impression is that we live west of that small stream. And whereas that was my early youth on the farm in that small rural community, but then as I progressed through school, I repeatedly crossed that stream, getting my education and learning about it. And then eventually when I was about, well, as a matter of fact, almost 20 years old, my parents moved to a small town. So emotionally, that small stream was a boundary that I crossed between the days of using mule-drawn implements to the modern times.
Yeah, and it's amazing when you think about that time frame, what all you have seen. You refer to your generation as the bridge generation. Talk about that, how you came up with that, and what you, really what you've seen, the transformation.
Well, as I discuss in there, one of the most famous ones was Tom Brokaw referred to my parents' generation as the greatest generation.
Yes.
Well, but over the years, very little has been said about those of us who were born between 1945 and 1946. And so one newspaper described it as the silent generation. But as I was going through the process of putting the book together, I realized, well, wait a minute. We are a transitional generation from the days when we grew our own food, processed it, and stored it, until now we sit back and dial up Amazon and they deliver it to our doors. So we really were a bridge generation between an earlier agricultural lifestyle to nowadays of the internet and delivery of your groceries to your door.
Hugh Denny, our guest on the program, his book is Crossing McDaniel Branch, A Personal Journey from a 19th Century Lifestyle to the Space Age. Book's available, of course, at Amazon. His website is HughDenny.com, and you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Talk a little bit about it. As you're reading the book, you really understand it was your generation, people like you, that really laid the groundwork for the technology we see today. Talk about that. And in doing the introduction, I mentioned all of the engineering in your background. You were 10 years old before you had electricity in your house. Talk about that, the foundation which you and others have laid. What we're seeing today, we're reaping the benefits of the groundwork that your generation laid for us.
Well, really, World War, the technological advances that occurred primarily in the military and also, well, really starting earlier in the 30s and throughout the 40s was period of significant technological innovation. For example, the transistor was invented in 1948, and so many enhancements were made, quite frankly, by the military to meet the requirements that demanded at that time. And we just happened to come along at a good time, such that the technology had matured enough to be able to exploit it, quite frankly.
Yes.
With solid state coming into existence in the 40s, which has led to just a veritable explosion in data processing, medical care, and transportation, and in so many other things that we just take for granted today.
I mentioned in the beginning you wrote this book, Crossing McDaniel Branch, A Personal Journey from a 19th Century Lifestyle to the Space Age. For your grandsons, how old are they now?
They have they're just turning 16. That means driving and elevated insurance costs.
Yes, exactly. And all sorts of blood pressure issues elevated as well with all of the issues with going at 16. What are their thoughts when you discuss this with them and they have a chance to look at the book and see the beginnings back in 1938 and as you grew up in high school and in college? What are their thoughts of this whole process?
As best, I only have proof that one of them has read it, and he admitted that it was interesting. The other two, I haven't been able to get them pinned down on it, but bluntly, that doesn't bother me. I am just hopeful that by the time they reach my age, that they will have sat down and read it, and it will develop an appreciation in them as to the marvels that they are experiencing that... Well, I'll just stop right there.
Well, yeah, that says it all. I mean, as you look at the technology that we all are dealing with, we don't understand it necessarily. You probably more than me with your background, but your grandsons fully understand this. Is there any envy there? Is there any like, wow, what would life have been like for me if I grew up with all of these technological advances around me?
Honestly, I haven't... I don't have an opinion on that because yes. I have not talked to them extensively about that. I think I will, I'm developing an interest in encouraging the other two to go ahead and read it so that before I'm gone, that we'll have an opportunity to sit down and discuss some aspects of it that has been triggered on their part. And let me use an illustration. You will notice that later on in the book, I talked about an episode that my grandfather went through when he was in his early 20s. And as a result of that, he left town, literally, for 3 years, and during that period of time he went to Texas and then went on to California, and this was back around 1910. Well, sometime in his later life, he and I happened to be having a discussion about a television show that was being shown at that time, and it was the name of the show was Death Valley Days.
Oh, sure.
And the sponsor was 20 Mule Team Borax. And in discussing, talking to my grandfather, he just commented, he said, "Yes, I remember seeing those wagons." Well, to this day, I regret that I didn't seize that opportunity to get him to tell me what the West was like in the early 1900s. And so I'm hopeful that my grandsons will read sufficiently in this book to say, get a chance to talk to Papa about some things that maybe I have not covered.
With us, Hugh Denny, author of the book Crossing McDaniel Branch, A Personal Journey from a 19th Century Lifestyle to the Space Age. That's so interesting that you had that opportunity, and if you could go back in time, you would want to take that conversation and go further with that. You mentioned when you're watching the series on television. Do you remember the first time you saw television? I mean, that was such a major breakthrough. I can remember that, and it's like they're real people there, and they appear to be moving. I've never seen anything like this before.
I remember the first one that I saw. I had a similar reaction. I had some relatives who were living in Nashville. The propagation hadn't reached the little valley that I lived in by that time. But I remember visualizing that there were little people back behind the screen talking and stuff
yes.
to each other. radio, listening to the radio was a similar experience.
No, it's interesting. You watch HDTV in 4D now, and you swear there are little people in there. It's so lifelike. You think somebody's in the room with me, and we're watching these people on the box up on the wall. As you look back, do you consider these like the good old days, or do you think, okay, they were fine, but we're living in good days right now? What do you think when you look back at that?
I'm more lined up with your final comment. That is, at the time that I was writing about that, I didn't feel any sense of deprivation or anxiety that we lacked a lot of stuff, because in the culture that I was raised in, we would have qualified as middle class. Yes. Because my parents and grandparents owned the property that we lived on and that sort of stuff. But I don't necessarily view it as the good old days, because in addition to the technology, this being a beautiful example, but primarily medical care has improved so dramatically, particularly in the last 30 years, that, when I look at when my grandfather was born, why the average lifespan was less than 60 years, and so many bacteriological diseases caused just dramatic numbers of deaths, whereas I'm the beneficiary of having a stent involved, and it's just miraculous what they have accomplished over the last, in my lifetime, particularly in medical care. So from that standpoint, it's dramatically better. I'll stop right there.
Well, yeah, in context, those were fine days because we didn't know any better. But would we want to give up what we have now? As you say, all the medical technology that's out there, all of the electronics that are out there. I mean, we don't have to worry about missing a phone call now because we have the phone in our back pocket.
Exactly.
all day. Sometimes you wish you could miss a phone call every now and then, but it's difficult to do because you have the technology with you. The book is a delightful look back and laying the foundation for where we are today. The book by Hugh Denny, Crossing McDaniel Branch, A Personal Journey from a 19th Century Lifestyle to the Space Age. Book's available at Amazon at Hugh's website, which is hughdenny.com. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you'll be able to link on directly. Hugh, this has been fun. Really enjoyed reading the book. All of the great times you had growing up during that era, this transformation, the technology, the foundation that you and others have laid for where we are today. Thank you for being with us and sharing it on the program today.
It's been a real pleasure, and I thank you so much.
It has been fun. And the book, once again, is Crossing McDaniel Branch, A Personal Journey from a 19th Century Lifestyle to the Space Age. Hugh Denny, the author and our guest, his website, hughdenny.com. All the information, of course, at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.